Your speaker in this lesson is Harold Bigham.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. Mark 16:16. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 28:19. Another verse that we will be referring to many times in our study today is Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus commanded the necessity of baptism. The apostles and the New Testament writers and teachers commanded baptism as well. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Acts 10:47-48. Many today might practice a form of baptism, yet it is not the same baptism that the Lord commanded. The Bible teaches that there is one baptism. Paul said, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Ephesians 4:5. What is this one baptism? What are the components of this one baptism? The Bible is written for you and I. As such, you and I must take a personal interest in the Bible and in our soul and ask the question of ourselves, have I been scripturally baptized? First of all, scriptural baptism is an immersion into the water. As such, have I been scripturally baptized by being immersed into the water? Listen to what the Apostle Paul wrote. Romans 6, beginning of verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, the like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. The Greek word baptizo means to immerse, to plunge, to dip. Again, Paul said, buried with him in baptism, when also you're risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who have raised him from the dead, Colossians 2:12. The book of Acts, which presents the history of conversions, describes the baptism of the eunuch in Acts 8, beginning of verse 38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The eunuch went down into the water and came up out of the water. Only in immersion can this be done. Commonly practiced among some today in religion are sprinkling and pouring, which are not authorized by the New Testament. The eunuch did not have water sprinkled on him, nor was water poured on his head. The eunuch was immersed into the water. His immersion was such that he went down into the water. His immersion was such that he came up out of the water. Baptism requires much water. John 3:23. Another great illustration that baptism is a immersion or barrel in the water is the contrast that the Apostle Paul writes of in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, throughout verse 11. Paul explains that Jesus died and was buried, but that he arose. In baptism, we die to sin. We are buried into the water grave of baptism, and we are resurrected to walk in the new life of a Christian. Secondly, scriptural baptism is by the authority of Christ. As such, have I been scripturally baptized by the authority of Christ? Again, we go back and read in Acts 2, verse 38, that on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter again preached to the family of Cornelius, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, Acts 10:48. In Acts 19:5, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. What does it mean when the Bible talks about the baptism is in the name of Christ? It means that baptism is by the authority of Christ and not by the authority of someone else. For example, stop in the name of the law is exclaimed by the law enforcement officer. So by that statement, the law enforcement officer is ordering the person to stop breaking the law by the authority that has been vested in that officer. Likewise, Jesus has all authority. Matthew 28:18-20. And as such, we see that he has commanded you and I to be baptized in the name of the Lord. In other words, by his authority. Therefore, Jesus commanded baptism for the remission of sins, and we are baptized by his authority. The biblical authority of baptism is from Jesus Christ. We must obey him in all things. But then thirdly, scriptural baptism is for the remission of sins. As such, have I been scripturally baptized for the remission of my sins? In Acts 2 and in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Ananias exclaimed to Paul, and now why tarest thou? Rise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Baptism is the final act of God's plan of salvation that actually places us into Christ. Galatians 3:27. Some teach that baptism is not for the remission of sins, but a person is baptized because they are already saved. Yet, in the conversion accounts of the New Testament, it always shows that people who obeyed the gospel rejoice after they were baptized. Why did the eunuch go on his way rejoicing in Acts 8? The eunuch could do so because his sins were washed away when he was baptized. His sins were now forgiven by God. But then finally today, scriptural baptism is for those who need to be saved. As such, have I been scripturally baptized so that I can be saved from my sins? Baptism is commanded of those who are capable of repenting of their sins. Peter again commanded, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2:38. Additionally, we know that baptism is commanded for those who possess faith. A declarative statement was made to the eunuch, which shows the necessity of faith. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts 8:37. Jesus commanded, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. Mark 16:16. What about infant baptism that is practiced by many in the religious world today? Do we ever read in the New Testament of infants being baptized? There is not a single verse in the New Testament that scripturally supports and authorizes the prevalent practice done today known as infant baptism. I call to your attention today, again, that baptism was always commanded of those who could believe, who would confess the name of Christ as the eunuch did, and of those who would repent of their sins. An infant is safe and has no need to be saved from their sins. Therefore, repentance and baptism is not commanded of an infant. My friend, God's plan reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to have faith, Romans 10:17, Mark 16:15-16. This faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God, Luke 13:3-5, Romans 10:9-10. As we learn today, the final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. Baptism puts one into Christ and into His church, Acts 2:42-47. Paul wrote, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians 3:26-27. We're added to the Lord's church, as we have read and seen in the Bible, in Acts 2:42-47. We are to remain faithful even until we die for the Lord, as we see in Revelation 2:10, so that we can go to heaven in the afterwhile. "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life," Revelation 2:10. Will you consider our study today, my friend, and then respond in loving obedience to the commandments of God? Thank you so very much for studying with us today. May God continue to bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.